Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you?
40019.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Connie Nation.
Ms. Nation, may I have your shipping address to verify, please?
5926 South Main Street, Eminence, Kentucky, 40019.
Thank you. Ms. Nation, I'll be right with you. I do see the order for May 26 for the contest entry, having the meal planner, which is an app for learning about curving sugar and curving carbs through the app for health and fitness. How may I assist you?
I didn't order this, and I have disputed it, but they say I did. I have not ordered anything of such nature and have received nothing.
So you disputed this with your bank, ma'am?
I disputed this with my bank, and I didn't order it to start with, and I have received nothing from you that's saying I paid that you charged me $60 for.
So this is an app. It's an app where, like a game on a phone, like you download a game on a phone?
I don't play games on a phone because I can't see them.
Right, so this is not a game. It's an app where you get information about fitness and health.
I don't know what it is, but I want it canceled now.
So the account is canceled and it's frozen. It's locked up.
Because I did not order this. I don't know who ordered this, but it wasn't me. And I do want it canceled, and I do not want any of this.
Yes, ma'am.
I have no idea what this even is. So, and you can explain it to me all you want to say, but that doesn't tell me because I didn't order it. I've not seen anything, so I have no idea what it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I do not want it. I want it canceled, and I would like to have a refund.
You've already gone to your bank for the refund process.
And they reversed it because you said I charged it.
Well, ma'am, whenever you do a dispute with a bank, they then ask the customer, they ask the company for their terms and conditions.
I understand that, and I understand what you're saying, but I didn't do it. Just because it's in my name and my bank doesn't mean I was the person who did it. So because of this charge come up, my bank notified me. They cut my card off and all that stuff. So I don't even have a debit card any longer because of this charge.
Well, first, I'm so sorry, ma'am, because we don't want those things for you. I wish you had come to us first for the refund, okay, because all you have to do is come to us first for the refund.
My bank, I literally got three notifications telling me that this had been processed three times, that my bank automatically blocked my card.
Right. Yeah.
And therefore, now I've got a thing saying the dispute has been reversed and you all had the money.
Well, ma'am, we have to pay. The company has to pay for a dispute process. And when it goes through the legal process of dealing with this situation, whatever the bank comes up with, we've paid, the company's paid to be judged. And
I understand what you said, but what I'm telling you is I did not make this charge. I don't know who did or who had the information, but it was not me. And I do not want it, and I want it canceled and whatever, but I best not be charged anymore.
There is no more charge, ma'am. It is locked. The account is locked, actually. Yeah.
It can be deleted completely.
Yes, completely.
Because I don't know who did this.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.